afternoon, sir.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Luis Enrique Oñate, 284507.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You signed a form on April 9th that notified you that the hearing would be today. Do you remember that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I will be representing myself, and that's negative on the attorney.
That's fine. The attorney's optional anyway, but it's your right. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting your hearing today. If you look down to your right on the video screen, on the end there is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. On the other side of me here is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He's our board chairman. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. Also in the room with us, we have Mr. Grady. You want to show Mr. Grady on the... Mr. Grady is with... There he is now. He's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent your parole officer and the Department of Corrections today in the hearing.
Okay.
So, Mr. Grady and Mr. Oñate, could you please say your name one more time, and I'll do my best to pronounce it correctly.
You didn't pronounce it correctly. It is Oñate.
Oñate. Okay, good. I'll try to keep that up. Mr. Oñate and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Oñate, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read this allegation to you, sir, and when I'm done reading it, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay.
So here is and this will start phase one of your hearing. Here is the allegation. It is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 13th, 2017, as directed on November 8th, 2017. At that point, you were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Oñate, is this true or false?
True.
That's true. Okay. Then, based on Mr. Oñate's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal waste or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. And Mr. Oñate, give me a moment here. I'm marking your paperwork correctly. You want it done correctly. And we will move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. This will all be familiar to you because you know it all. Just hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Oñate, Resolution DOC on October 23rd, 2017, he was arrested on March 19th of 2018 by Pinal County Sheriff's Office. Charges were failed to comply with a warrant and traffic warrant. He returned back to DOC on March 20th of 2018 with a CSED of June 26th of 2018 that reflects 126 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. His two-term DOC, his CUIR score is a 2-2, mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 3. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TIS release, completed 4 months. 2016, TIS release, absconded for 125 days. Arrested and revoked by the DOC. disciplinary violations are minimal with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2005 trespassing, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010 marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2011 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2015 dangerous drug violation, Arizona probation. Community risk score is a G2V3.
G2V3, you say?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grady. So, Mr. Oñate, it looks like you were released to live with your grandmother on 3210 West Madera Drive in Eloy, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and did you stay there the whole time that you were out?
Other than a week and a half that I stayed at my father's house, due to transportation issues, that I was actually employed by my father. Other than that, I stayed there the whole time.
Oh, so was the week and a half like at the very end, or was it in the middle of there somewhere, or what?
Actually, it was about a month before the end.
Okay, so for about a week and a half, you were somewhere else.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where was that? Where was that?
Eloy, Arizona, 608 West Frontier.
Oh, okay, so it was still in Eloy. It wasn't out anywhere far away. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and you said you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where were you working? What were you doing?
Mission Royale, we were hanging drywall.
Okay, that's a good skill to have.
For, I believe it is Sharp Drywall Company.
Okay. Sharp Drywall. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it looks like you were originally assigned to go to substance abuse counseling with Pinal Hispanic Council, but it says here that you didn't go. Did you go?
I did not.
And why not?
I did not have the money for the classes, and that's not the reason. The reason is because I didn't have the time to go to the DES office. Or the transportation to go to the DES office, and I did not have access to internet of my own, and that's pretty much it. I was neglectful in other words. I was just.
So why did you have to go to the DES office?
Well, I was instructed by my parole officer to go to DES and apply for access, and once I received it, they were to help me with the cost.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I didn't see the logic there. You lost me in your leap of logic. Okay. Okay. And then you say you were working, or you didn't have transportation, or why you just didn't follow through at that point. You just
I weighed the options, and to be the one to ask for a ride. On every occasion that I need to show up, I was at home with my grandmother's, and the only reason I stayed at my father's house was so I can actually provide something for the home, for either utilities or food for the
family. Right.
That is the reason I did that, and he agreed to pick me up and drop me off after I received a little bit of income from him.
So were you able to drive at all, or did you have a car available to you?
No, ma'am, I don't have a license. I have not got it yet.
Okay.
I believe it is reinstated. I just haven't obtained it.
Okay, so the information Mr. Grady just gave us is that you were picked up on a traffic warrant by Pinal County Sheriff's Office. What was that about?
I was walking to my cousin's house to ask for a ride. And it just so happened to be very early in the morning. And they did a routine stop.
Oh, okay. You were just walking, though. You weren't driving when that happened.
No, I wasn't driving.
Oh, okay.
I was just walking.
I just assumed if it was a traffic warrant, there would be a car involved. But silly me. I shouldn't assume. Sure. Okay. So you were on abscond status for 6 days. So what were you doing during that time?
Calling old partners, asking them for work, wanting to work. I have this love of drywall. I know it's kind of like like, not cool, but I was pretty much waiting for jobs to pop up. I have been pretty much on the payroll for Henry Travel Company since 2009, but they just weren't needing any extra help. The jobs were just for the people so far of the employment that have the seniority there. Mm-hmm. Cleaning the yard.
Okay.
In my room pretty much.
Okay.
I wasn't really out and about. I don't party. I don't do any of that.
So why did you not get in touch with your parole officer?
I knew that since not complying, I was just going to come back, and I was waiting for her to pick me up. I know it sounds, not logical at all, but
right.
I was.
Okay. And where you are? There you are.
Okay. That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Oñate? Okay, Mr. Oñate, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, if you'd like, just without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else the board should know?
That's pretty much it. It's clean and cut.
Okay, sir. Then the board's going to go into discussion here and make a decision. And all we ask, we do our discussion in public in Arizona. We haven't talked about your case before right now. So just ask that you stay on the phone and remain silent, listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with you with a decision.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Oñate has done 3 terms now of community supervision, one of which he completed for 4 months. However, the other two he absconded in each case for 120-plus days. He's only got until June 26th, at which point he won't be on supervision anymore. So I'm thinking his best course of action is just to stay where he is, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay, well then, hearing no particular input, I am going to make a motion to revoke community supervision as Mr. Oñate was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal razor company, specifically by absconding for 126 days, during which time his parole officer could not monitor his comings and goings and activities.
Second.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Back to you, Mr. Oñate. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you're going to be out, according to our records, on June 26th. And when you get out on June 26th, you won't have a parole officer anymore. You can do whatever you want. You won't have to report in or worry about reporting to anybody. So we hope you do well. I think you've got a good job skill that's very much in demand. But if you were in a bigger city, I think you'd be working every day. It's just I know you live kind of remote there, and that's probably part of the problem. Although there is some construction down that way. So we wish you the best, sir. Thank you for being so pleasant with the board today. And we hope to never see you again in Orange. Let's put it that way. All right, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks so much. Your hearing's concluded. Thank you.
Thank you.